God is not to be left out of the political discussion, even when his name is not brought up.
Dr. Tony Evans says when the Judeo-Christian ethic is removed from governance, tyranny and chaos follow.
Because government needs divine influence if it's going to govern correctly.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Many people believe religion ought to be so private that it doesn't show up in public or even have any influence there. Today, Dr. Evans takes a look at what happens when we let that lie go unchallenged. Let's join him as he begins.
A trick bag is a catch-22. It's when you're caught in a situation where it seems like a lose-lose proposition. Whichever way you go, you can't win. You're stuck. When it comes to politics and voting, a lot of folk feel like they're in that kind of situation. If I go this way and vote over here, I'm going to lose some things. If I go over here, I'm going to lose some things. Which way do I go? Politics can be a trap. It can bring division. It can bring conflict. As people argue back and forth which way to go. But what we're calling on Christians to do is to become kingdom voters. In other words, you cannot give full allegiance to any earthly party because no earthly party represents the kingdom of God. And your ultimate commitment is to that kingdom. The year was 2005. The month was August when Katrina hit. New Orleans was devastated as this hurricane took ownership of this city in Louisiana. It was already bad because Katrina was a serious, serious storm. But it was made worse by one thing. The levees failed. The levees are set up to hold back the water from entering the city, but they failed. Society in New Orleans was devastated, not simply because the storm raged, but because the system set up to hold back its wrath failed. When we fail to give God his due in the culture, through the mechanism he has set up to give government a proper understanding of how it's supposed to work, the levee will have failed and the storm becomes a disaster. God has a levee in society, a mechanism to inform society through government how it's supposed to work. And if that levy, that mechanism fails, and government is left on its own without the levy protecting it, then you can look for devastation in society. The levy that God has placed in society is the church. When the church fails, society will be breached. Chaos and calamity are going to rule instead. Now, I know it makes people uncomfortable when we talk this way because they have this idea of the separation of church and state, something Jefferson told the Danbury Baptist. But the separation of church and state, while legitimate, is to never mean the separation of God and government. Government is his covenantal institution, and political leaders are even called to be rulers or ministers of God. In Matthew chapter 22, we have Jesus being put in a trick bag. This sets the stage for where we want to go today. We've talked about the individual life. We've talked about the family as it relates to government. Now we want to talk about the church as it relates to government, God's next covenantal agency. And they tried to put Jesus in a catch-22. I know what that feels like, because folks be coming up to me, who are you going to vote for? And I know that's a catch-22 question, because either way you go, you're going to create some enemies. That was the situation Jesus was in Matthew 22, verse 15. The Pharisees came and plotted how they might trap him in what he said. So they're trying to trap Jesus. Not a good idea, by the way. They say, teacher, verse 16, we know you are truthful and teach the way of God in truth. So we're going to use God's name in this discussion. And defer to no one. You don't play favorites. You're an independent. For you are not partial in any way. Tell us then, what do you think? Is it lawful to give a poll tax to Caesar or not? Verse 18, Jesus says, why are you testing me? And that's what voting does, because they're asking Jesus to vote. Vote on a tax bill. They say, Jesus, should we pay taxes to Caesar, that's the government, or not? You got the religious, you got the secular, but they've joined together. Now, these folk never got along, except when they wanted to do something about Jesus. Jesus says, why are you trying to trick me? Because I know what y'all trying to do. That's what folk try to do to me when it comes to elections. Try to trap me. Jesus then asks a question. He says, show me the coin used for the poll tax. Now, let me explain the trick. If Jesus said, yes, pay the poll tax, then he's saying, pay the suppressor, pay the oppressor, because Rome was oppressing the Jews. But if he said, don't pay it, then they could accuse him of being subversive to the Roman government. Hey, Jesus is out there saying, don't pay your tax. So this is a no-win vote. But they're asking Jesus to vote. He says, show me the coin that you're going to use for the poll tax. So they come and they bring a coin. And then Jesus says, whose likeness is on it? What image is on it? And they said to him, well, Caesar's image is on it. We've got the head of the government on the coin. And this is when Jesus speaks. Pay attention. Jesus says, then render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's and to God the things that are God. Now, they ain't ask him about that. They ask him about, do we pay the tax or not? Come on, let's give me a political decision. Vote, Jesus. Jesus says, you get benefit from Caesar. The government provides you goods and services that you should pay for because you got the money in your pocket and you got his image on it. But you didn't ask me this. I'm going to tell you anyway. Pay your tax, but give God what God deserves. They didn't ask him to vote on God. But he was not about to leave God out of the taxing question and out of the governmental concern and out of the political trap they were trying to put him in. Jesus says, I'm not going to leave God out of your political question. I'm going to bring God in it, even though you didn't ask God about it. Why? Because Jesus understood, as every Christian should understand, it is your job and my job to represent God in government and not apologize for it, even when they don't bring God up in the question. So if you want to talk about poll tax, bring God in it. If you want to talk about life, bring God in it. You want to talk about family, bring God in it. You want to talk about justice, bring God in it. You want to talk about what's fair and not fair, bring God in it. You want to talk about what's right and what's not right, bring God in it. And it is an insult for a Christian to leave God out. And it is an insult for the church to do the same. Yeah, you honor Caesar, but you don't leave God out because you're created in his likeness. And guess what? That trumps Caesar. Why? Because Caesar's responsible for government. God is responsible for everything. Psalm 103, verse 19, God rules over all. Psalm 22, verse 28, the kingdoms belong to the Lord and he rules over all. Daniel 4:25, the Most High rules over the realm of mankind. No, God is not to be left out of the political discussion, even when his name is not brought up. You bring it up. Jesus brought it up. Because government needs divine influence if it's going to govern correctly. And it just doesn't need God's name. It needs God's policies, God's laws, God's governance, God's guidelines, what the Bible has to say about it.
When Dr. Evans comes back in a moment, he'll explain what happens when a government excludes godly influence. Stay with us.
Your first question is not who you're going to vote for. The first question is, who does God want me to vote for?
Dr. Tony Evans talks about the importance of making our ballots reflect our beliefs.
If we're going to experience help and healing in our country, then your vote has to vote for God's way.
Tony's book, Kingdom Politics, will help you cut through the campaign double talk and focus on the issues that really matter.
I am giving you a framework through which you look at the person and the policies as you cast your vote as a kingdom independent.
Kingdom Politics will also teach you how to defend your position with compassion and grace and keep political differences from dividing your church or your family. Don't let the campaign promises, the media hype, or even your own tradition dictate what you do with your ballot. Visit TonyEvans.org today and get your copy of Kingdom Politics. That's TonyEvans.org.
This book and brand new Bible study are Dr. Evans' challenge to focus on the people, principles, and platforms that best represent God's agenda. And we'd like you to have a copy of Kingdom Politics as our gift in appreciation for your contribution toward Tony's ministry. Along with it, you'll get special video streaming content from Dr. Evans, as well as the full-length versions of all 10 lessons in his current teaching series, Returning God to Government. Get the details and make the arrangements online at TonyEvans.org. That's TonyEvans.org. Or call our 24-hour resource center at 1-800-800-3222. I'll repeat that contact information after part two of today's lesson. And this.
Get ready to embark on the adventure of a lifetime. Dr. Tony Evans is taking you on a cruise from November 9th through the 16th. Join Dr. Evans for inspirational insights, powerful sermons, and of course, the unmatched beauty of the Mexican Riviera. Visit TonyEvans.org to book your voyage. Cruise ship destinations include Cabo San Lucas, Mazatlan, and Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Enjoy and explore.
Again, 1 Samuel 8, verses 10 to 18, he says, if you leave God out, government's going to grow and grow and grow and grow, and it's going to become the new God. Government was never meant to be God. There's only one God, and you never give government permission to do what God says ought to be done or to conflict with God. That's why there must be freedom of religion. And anything that infringes on freedom of religion must be fought against, rejected, because it stops or seeks to stop the church from doing or representing God in the culture, which means when the levee breaks, the hurricane of evil is going to flood in. The hurricane of racism is going to flood in. The hurricane of injustice and unrighteousness is going to all flood in because the levee is not holding it back as God created it to do. Government is supposed to be limited. Why? Jesus told Pilate in John chapter 19, verses 9 through 11. Pilate said, don't you know I have authority? Pilate was the government. He says, don't you know I'm in charge up in here? Oh, Jesus said, excuse him, why? The only authority you have is the authority you've been given by God, because government is supposed to submit to God. And that is the church's role. You're not first a Democratic Christian or a Democratic church or Republican Christian or Republican church. You are a kingdom Christian and a kingdom church. When we let the politics of men divide the people of God by trapping us in political discussions and leaving God out, the first question is, what does God say about this or that or the other? And God has policies. What God has are specific guidelines for how life ought to work in every category. But because the church has decided to be more cultural, because the white church has often wrapped Christianity in the American flag before it wrapped it in the Word of God. Because often the black church has wrapped Christianity in black culture before wrapping it in the Word of God. Then we spend all of our time discussing politics before we inject the divine viewpoint into the political realm, which means we could do it as a unified body and not as a body divided by the politics of men, because you're not only to be a kingdom independent Christian, we are to belong to kingdom independent churches. But if your church is not a kingdom independent church producing kingdom independent citizens who are either Democrat light or Republican light or libertarian light, because we are first belonging to another kingdom and we inject God into it, and we inject God into it first. We don't leave it for another day, and we certainly don't leave it for Sunday morning. We take it to the voting booth. Jesus was asked to vote. But the problem is that because we do not understand who we are, what the kingdom of God is, God is not on the front burner of the decision making that needs to take place for the healing of our land. Why? Because the levy has broken. In Ezekiel chapter 43, God has a complaint. Let me read it to you. He says in verse 6, of Ezekiel chapter 43. Then I heard one speaking to me, verse 6 says, Ezekiel 43, 6, from the house, while a man was standing beside me. He said to me, son of man, this is the place of my throne. Talking about the temple. It's the place of my throne and the place of the soles of my feet. I hang out in the temple where I will dwell among the sons of Israel forever. Listen, and the house of Israel will not again defile my holy name, neither they nor their kings, politics, by their harlotry and by the corpses of their kings when they die. Okay, venerating the politicians, by setting their threshold by my threshold. Uh-oh. And their doorposts beside my doorpost, with only the wall between me and them. And they have defiled my holy name by their abomination, which they have committed. So I have consumed them in my anger. Now let them put away the harlotry, the corpses of their kings, far from me, and I will dwell among them forever. He says, you got your kings too close. You didn't brought that political stuff too close to me, like there are multiple kings up in here. And there are multiple kings. There's only one king. There's only one lawgiver. So don't put them close to me. I tell the president what to do. I tell the Congress what to do. I tell the council what to do. I tell the school board about education. I do that. Don't punk me by bringing the politicians up to me, letting them speak in your pulpits like me and the politicians are equal, so that they can just stand up there and control the agenda, when what they say has absolutely nothing to do with either my person, my rules, or either. And how dare you leaders of churches and parishioners sit in pews and bring the kings next to me as though they got something to tell me. They don't tell me. I tell them. It's the job of the church to be the conscience of the culture, because he says you're bringing them in the temple. What was the temple? The temple was God's dwelling place. It was the center of Israel's life. All of life revolved around the temple, not just religious life, but social life, economic life, political life, relational life, familial life. The temple controlled it all. It influenced all of life. He says, don't bring the politics up close to me like they're competing with me. You're sitting them beside me like they're more than one king up in here. No. The church has gotten too political, and as a result, it's gotten anemic. And so folks show up at voting time wanting the church. Don't want to hear from you until it's voting time. And I'm talking about Democrats and Republicans. because we're not kingdom independents. We've joined forces, and so they use us. We're being used and abused because they want to show up to get our vote. They don't want to show up to find out how they should rule. And we acquiesce to it. We give in to it. Look, America has embassies that exist in every nation. Recognized nation has an American embassy. You know what an American embassy is? It's a little bit of America a long way from home. Embassies don't belong to the country they're in. They belong to the country they're from. So wherever you see a country, it has an American embassy representing America. Guess what? All embassies exist on sovereign territory. You cross that embassy gate, even though you're in a foreign country, you're in America now. Because embassies don't represent the foreign land, they represent the homeland. Headed by the ambassador, when you cross the gate, the laws of America rule. You get in trouble and you're in a foreign country, you want to get across that embassy gate. You've seen that in movies. Why? Because they're now in America, even though it's located on foreign soil where the laws of America rule. You know what the church is supposed to be? The temple? It is supposed to be a little bit of heaven a long way from home. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We represent heaven. And we tell the Democrats what heaven says. We tell the Republicans what heaven says. We tell everybody what heaven says. We don't acquiesce to a political party. We don't yield ourselves and take sides when God has come to take over. He says, no, if you want me to hang out with you, he says, if you want me to dwell with you, verse 9 says, then you better get your kings up out of here. I don't mean they can't come to church, but guess why they come to church? To sit down and listen to me. They don't come to the church to teach us. No, they come sit in the church and find out what I have to say and let the kingdom of God teach them so that they know how to go out and rule. We got this thing backwards. So what should you vote for? You should vote for the freedom of the church to be the church. And anything that infringes on it, which is what some political systems do, they either restrict the church, dumb down the church, and if it gets bad enough, in fascism or communism, they want to cancel the church. They want to negate the church from ever meeting or existing. Why? Because they don't want God to overrule them. They want man to overrule. They want man to rule. But when the church is the church, like in the civil rights movement, when the church becomes the church and speaks righteousness and justice in society and does it in a righteous and just way, now God can dwell in our midst.
Dr. Tony Evans, explaining why Christians and the church have a civic responsibility to take an active interest in our laws and government. It's part of his current series, Returning God to Government. Available right now as our thank you gift when you make a contribution to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station. It's a look at what Christians need to consider when they vote, containing 10 messages that include material we won't have time to present on the air. And it comes to you bundled with his book and brand new Bible study and streaming content I talked about earlier, Kingdom Politics. This special offer is the perfect resource to help you connect with the heart of God when you mark your ballot in November. But it's only available for a limited time, so don't wait. Visit TonyEvans.org, where you'll find the details of this offer right on the homepage. Or call our resource request line any time of the day or night at 1-800-800-3222. Again, that's online at TonyEvans.org or by phone at 1-800-800-3222. The Constitution says government can't institute religion, but nowhere does it say religion is to be outlawed. Tomorrow, Dr. Evans will point out that God established government to act on His behalf in promoting good and limiting evil. And as Christians, we have a part in helping make that happen. Be sure to join us. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative, an programs made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.